This message comes from NPR sponsor Progressive Insurance, where drivers who switch could save hundreds on car insurance. Get your quote at progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. President Biden won the Wisconsin Democratic primary yesterday, but there was a protest vote against him over his handling of Israel's war in Gaza. Wisconsin Public Radio's Anya Van Wongtendonk has more.
Organizers urged Democratic voters to mark uninstructed on their ballots. They set out to collect 20,000 of those. That's about President Biden's margin of victory from 2020. They collected nearly 50,000. The group's spokesperson is Hella Ahmed.
The path to the White House runs through Wisconsin, and it's a very narrow margin of victory every single election.
The group is calling for a ceasefire and for the Biden administration to halt military aid to Israel. Former President Donald Trump also faced protest votes in Wisconsin. About a fifth of Republican voters checked the box for someone else. For NPR News, I'm Anya Van Wagtendonk in Madison.
International criticism of Israel's airstrike in Gaza that left 7 food aid workers dead is growing, and that includes the U.S. Israel's military chief, Lieutenant General Herzi Halevi, says the strike that killed the workers from the charity World Central Kitchen was a, quote, misidentification.
We will continue taking immediate actions to ensure that more is done to protect humanitarian aid workers. This incident was a grave mistake.
He says an independent body will investigate the incident in the coming days. Meanwhile, as Palestinians starve in Gaza, the food aid group has temporarily suspended work there to protect its volunteers. An appeals court hearing will be held in New Orleans today for a crucial test on a controversial Texas immigration law. Known as SB 4, passed by Republican state lawmakers last year, it empowers police in the state to arrest migrants they suspect are living in the U.S. illegally. It also allows local judges to order that migrants be deported to Mexico regardless of where they're from. Julian Aguilar from the Texas Newsroom has more.
So today's arguments will focus on whether the Texas law conflicts with the federal government's authority to enforce immigration policy. Senate Bill 4, it was supposed to go into effect in early March. It was placed on hold after the Biden administration and the Coalition of Immigrant and Civil Rights Groups sued to stop its implementation. So, of course, Texas appealed that decision. Then the case ping-ponged up to the U.S. Supreme Court and back down to the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, and that's where oral arguments are going to take place today.
Julian Aguilar reporting. Immigrant rights groups are worried about how it would affect mixed status families where at least one person is in the country illegally, and they also say it's not clear what probable cause is. Less than a half hour to go to the opening bell on Wall Street. U.S. futures contracts are trading lower at this hour. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. An Arizona utility provider is proposing a massive new hydropower project in the desert outside Phoenix. The utility says the dam would complement its growing investments in solar power. From member station KJZZ, Catherine Davis-Young has more.
The pumped storage hydropower system would use solar power to pump water uphill to a new reservoir along the Salt River. Then, after dark, that same water would be released downhill to generate power. The project would likely cost billions, but Salt River Project principal engineer Eric Hanush says it makes more sense than investing only in utility-scale batteries for solar energy storage.
When you compare battery systems that are continuously being replaced compared to a resource that's going to last 100 years, there's a real economic benefit to building a pump storage facility.
The utility faces a lengthy review process with state and federal agencies. Officials say the project could come online by 2033. For NPR News, I'm Catherine Davis-Young in Phoenix.
The Tropicana Las Vegas is no more. The familiar landmark opened in 1957, but the doors closed on the Strip's third oldest casino last night. Demolition is scheduled for next October to make way for a $1.5 billion Major League Baseball stadium. The Tropicana was a major tourist draw for vintage Vegas lore, and it showed up in countless TV and movies as a pop culture reference. Crude oil futures are trading higher at this hour, up about 0.6% at $85.72 a barrel. I'm Janine Herbst, and you're listening to NPR News from Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Allianz Travel Insurance. With benefits kicking in as close as 100 miles from home, you can protect your travel plans whether you're driving across state lines or flying cross country. Learn more at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.